The A's host the Tigers on Bob Melvin bobblehead night. Oakland trails 4-1 in the fourth inning when Yonder Alonso starts the comeback.
The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball deep right center field. Way back and gone.
Yikes.
Yonder Alonso crushed it deep to right center field. And the A's now trail again by 2-4-2. Castellanos waiting on the 2-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball, right field has some carry to it. Going back is Joyce, way back. That's over his head, up against the wall. Then it bounces over his head, and that's going to score Iglesias. Around third, he scores. Castellanos holds it. Second RBI double.
Outfield deep all around. We say that because they don't usually, this isn't how you used to play Yonder Alonso.
That's right.
The 2-1, swinging a line drive, deep right field, way back and gone. It's a big wall out there and it just carried. Alonso has exceeded his home run total of last year with his eighth home run, and the A's are within 1-5-4. Maxwell now waiting on a 3-2. Again, Avila setting up away. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a tap foul. Change up, perfect pitch, and credit to Maxwell for just getting a piece of it. Again, the 3-2 pitch bounced it.
Oh, boy.
Ball four. The first pitch to Rosales, swinging a line drive, base hit into left. The game is tied. They're sending Joyce around third. Upton's throw to the plate, one hopper, not in time.
Are you kidding me?
Two out, two run single for Rosales. And the Oakland A's stun the Tigers with two in the bottom of the ninth.
The Tigers come within one strike of a victory on Saturday, but they end up falling just short. Here's manager Brad Ausmus.
Yeah, anytime you lose a game in the ninth inning, it stings. But it happens to every team, usually multiple times during the course of the season, and it happened tonight.
Your bullpen has been very nice, five straight games without a run allowed. How good did you feel about how this one was transpiring?
Well, it was going pretty well. I mean, we got the first two outs in the ninth, and then couldn't get the final out.
The Maxwell at bat obviously turned the tables. That was a pretty good battle. What did you see Frankie trying to get done against Maxwell?
Well, he was mixing it up. He was trying to get in with a changeup, but he just had trouble getting it in the spots he wanted it.
Matt Joyce had a tough night yesterday. Obviously, the double sort of sets up the win for them. Is that baseball?
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to give credit to the other team as well. I mean, we got one out away, and you got to give credit for them for stringing together a walk, a double, and a base hit. So, you know, they're paid professionals on the other side, too.
How's your confidence level for K-Rod right now?
Good.
All right, let's go to the beginning of this one. Jordan Zimmermann didn't allow many hits, but three of them left the yard. What'd you see from him?
Yeah, really, it was the Alonso home runs were just two balls up in the zone that he took advantage of. Those are probably the two mistakes that hurt him, but he did the job. He came out of the game in the lead and gave us the chance to win.
When you look back at this one, was it the fact that you didn't have a chance really to put them away? You had chances, but you weren't able to put them away to get some runs on the board.
Well, we did. We had some guys on base that we weren't able to push across, but you know you're not going to score 7-8 runs every night. We had the lead with one out to go, and we just didn't close it out.
Nick Castellanos, we had talked about him scuffling just a little bit, and he seemed to perk up tonight. That's got to be a great sign moving forward.
Yeah, he hadn't really scuffled. He's been hitting the ball hard. He just hasn't necessarily gotten hits. Today he did.
Tigers starter Jordan Zimmermann struggles. In a no decision, the right-hander goes 5 2/3 and allows four runs on five hits, including three home runs.
I mean, really two bad pitches. You know, it's the best I felt all year. You know, baseball's a frustrating game at times. Two pitches that I tried going up and into Alonso, and they ran back basically middle, belt high, and you know, really, really put a damper on my night.
We were watching your body language. You were surprised that they left, or were you surprised with where they ended up?
No, I mean, the first one I knew was gone. The second one I knew I had a chance of maybe hitting that high wall out there and, you know, snuck over the fence. And it's just the way it goes. I mean, luck's not really on my side right now. I mean, I give up five hits, and three of them are homers. You know, if they're base hits, it's a whole different ballgame. And like I said, I had the best stuff I had all year. And, you know, it's an improvement from last start. So if I can take anything out of this, it's that I'm getting better each start. I mean, results ain't showing it, but, you know, I feel much better, feel more comfortable, you know, throwing the ball where I want, except for, you know, like tonight, two pitches.
Does that almost make it more frustrating because you liked the way you pitched and didn't come away with a win?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it felt good. I mean, really two mistakes. It's tough, you know. You pitch so well, you throw 80 pitches and two mistakes and two mistakes out of 80 and it looks like you had a really bad night. So it's tough, but, you know, we got to come back tomorrow and grind out this third game and win the series.
What was your step forward in your mind tonight? What did you do well that perhaps you had not done as well as you would have liked, even in your last start?
Just better location. I mean, each time out, you know, I feel like my location's getting better and better, and, you know, it was much better tonight other than the two fastballs I tried going up and in, and they ran back middle. If there's anything I need to work on, it's going up and into lefties.
The Tigers still have a chance to salvage a series victory on Sunday in Oakland when Daniel Norris makes the start.